When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeart Radio app. We're on from 1 until 4. And then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell show on demand on the iHeart app. And we want to take a few minutes, pause our regular programming, because we'd like to replay a piece done to commemorate David Goldstein's career at Channel 2 and Channel 9 here in Los Angeles. 34 years, most of them as an investigative reporter, and you've seen all his investigative pieces. We had him on many, many times, previewing the pieces. We play the pieces. We talk about him the next day. And he was the only guy doing this on a regular basis, as far as I know, anywhere. I'd never seen anything like this. And I know it was a difficult job for him, because he'd have to spend a lot of hours on stakeouts in an unmarked van. But he caught a lot of city workers, for example, famous one, the city workers going to the strip club while on duty, DWP guys, city agencies throwing away food that were supposed to feed the homeless. And these are just some of the recent ones that come to mind. And one of his news directors also was going through the list. In any event, here is a rundown of David Goldstein's career. And also, we're going to talk to David afterwards.
So, drop dead. Okay.
David Goldstein, this is your life.
This guy is like a thug.
You suck, by the way.
I don't give a what you do.
Get your muck for me.
Before David made a name for himself in Los Angeles.
Hey, I'm David Goldstein, a reporter with Channel 2 News.
He began perfecting his SIG out in Harrisburg, Virginia.
David Gordon reporting. Wait a second. I forgot what my opening line was. Win. I forgot what I was going to say.
Next, Jacksonville, Florida. Then, Miami.
Drop dead? Yeah. Why is that, sir?
Where he developed a thick skin for his next gig, New York City.
Oh, what's up, dude? How you doing?
And with our hidden camera, here's how easy it is to buy drugs on Wall Street.
Yep, that's Goldie, undercover, getting a shoe shine.
You know anyone around selling any coke or anything?
David's played a crucial role at CBS2 and KCAL 9 News, covering L.A.'s biggest stories, like the L.A. riots.
They're all thankful the fire department has arrived.
O.J., are you a suspect?
The O.J. trial.
Mr. David, I told you before he wasn't going to say anything. I know you got to ask a question, but give us a break.
Officials say this was the area that was ground zero for the Scud missile.
And reporting on the Gulf War from Jerusalem.
Another witness.
While some are willing to answer his questions.
He said, hey, man, the lady's walking right up the street.
Others, not so much.
You're not the police, so f*** you.
You brought up being frugal.
Let me just talk to you one second.
I can't, man.
I got nothing to say to you.
You got nothing to say?
Nothing.
How come?
It's not true. It's true.
None of it's true?
Nope.
I got video, man. We got you going into the strip club. Mr. Baker, you left your wine over here, sir. Mr. Baker, you left your 12 bottles of wine.
Well, you've got to give it to David. He's the reporter who never backs down.
Don't stand in front of my camera, sir. Don't put your hand on the camera. Hey, don't put your hand on the camera.
It was not a party. It was a professional promotional event.
It was a party.
It was a professional promotional event.
It's not a yacht.
It's a boat.
It's a boat.
Why won't you show it to us?
I'll show it to you right now.
No, wait a minute.
I'll show it to you right now, sir.
No,
excuse me.
Listen.
You want to take my phone, Governor? Yeah.
And when they see Goldie coming, it's time to get moving.
Well, what about the Mets? Come on, Jason.
We've been grateful to have an investigative reporter like David Goldstein on our team, willing to do what it takes to expose fraud and corruption. And when it comes to safeguarding taxpayer dollars,
$10.2 million,
no one's been more vigilant.
So you're getting a manicure using the LAPD BMW.
David has been a friend of mine for 35 years. I know I speak for the entire KCAL News team as we bid him a fond farewell.
And that was Pat Harvey.
That was your life.
It was.
That was some of your life in 3 minutes. You know, Goldie, I just want to point out there's so many things that you have done for this city. And whether you know it or not, I mean, people say, oh, that David Goldstein. But at the same time, they are so grateful because you were the one who would go out and not only expose corruption, fraud, get information that helped the taxpayers of this city. I remember that red light camera investigation you did. David Goldstein made it, folks, where there are no more red light cameras in Los Angeles. Tell us about that. You changed that.
You know, they were making a lot of money off red light tickets, mm-hmm. and people were complaining about it. And the city always said, oh, they make the streets safer. So we did an analysis of accidents on the corners where they had red light cameras for 6 months or 8 months before the cameras were installed to 6 or 8 months after the cameras, and showed there were actually more accidents after the cameras were installed because people saw that there was a camera, they would slam on their brakes, and the person behind them didn't expect them to slam on their brakes. So it's little things like that that I'm proud of, that the city took those away. Pet stores, we did an investigation on how they were abusing dogs and cats in some pet stores. And then they banned, the city banned the sale of dogs and cats in pet stores, partly due to our investigation. So it's things like that. And all of these pretty much came from tips from viewers who saw something and said, hey, this isn't right. Let me call and let me email them. And, you know, we were able to do some of those investigations.
I think I told you this, that one of the most frightening things for me is when you showed up in Israel during the Gulf War in the 90s and he had on a gas mask. That made my heart stop.
Yeah,
I was really scared for you. But you were intrepid, incredulous. David, when we met
34 years ago.
Did you expect that you'd be here now?
Of course not. No one in this business, or I don't know, any business you expect to be there so long. I mean, it went like a flash.
It does. Now that I say that, and I'm looking at your beautiful wife, Dorothy, and your son, Nash, over there. And I just remember when you got married, your wedding, when Nash was born. But we used to have a lot of fun together. We still will.
We still do. And people, and we use the term family a lot in this business, but truly, we have been the best of friends for 34 years.
My brother. And I'm going to miss seeing you every day. I'm going to miss seeing you coming in the doors.
I'm going to miss seeing you too.
Sitting on the set and just all those little, any question I had or concern, I talked to you and get wisdom, and you really were like a brother
to me. I'm
going to
miss seeing you coming in the newsroom every day, but we still, you know, we're going out to dinner after the 6 o'clock broadcast. We're still going to see each other.
We will.
But you know, we talk about retirement, and I'm going to set it straight. I'm not calling it a retirement. I'm going to take a break for a while and see if there's a next chapter out there.
All right, David Goldstein, and that was the tribute that they did on Channel 2 and Channel 9, KCAL News last night with Pat Harvey. And really the best investigative reporter I've ever seen on television. And we really we ran a lot of his reports, and all we had to do is run him. Could not improve on that. And it was a lot of it was street theater. It was funny because when people got caught, especially random anonymous government workers, when they saw him and the camera coming, and they would take off and run, and then the gobbledygook from the idiot bureaucrats trying to explain something that was indefensible and inexplicable. It's just classic stuff. I wish there was like a collect. They ought to sell like some kind of collection. Maybe have a YouTube channel of the best of David Goldstein. He won more than 15 Emmy Awards. He got a Lifetime Achievement Award from the LA Press Club and the Radio and Television News Association of Southern California. If you watched his investigations over the years on Channel 2 and Channel 9, you saw the best guy in America for this. And we're going to talk to him coming up. Do we have him? Is he coming in? Because I know he's really busy today. And I think we're going to have him on next. Also, this hour, we're going to have Jane Wells. And she's got a story on how the L.A. ports lost an enormous amount of business in the last several years. And you'll find out why. Because normally we get 50% of America's business coming through the L.A. ports. And it dropped dramatically. So that's all ahead, too. On the John Cobalt Show on KFI AM 640. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Now we're going to talk. We got David Goldstein on. It helps if you put his name on the screen, so I know he's really there. David Goldstein retired yesterday after 34 years at Channel 2 and Channel 9, KCAL News, and KCBS. He was the investigative reporter for most of those years, and just the best reporter of his kind I've ever seen in the whole country. And let's get him on here. David.
John, how you doing, man? Thank you for the kind words.
I'm so glad you had some time to come on, because I know everybody wants to get a piece of you today. Well, listen,
I got nothing but time.
Yeah. I'm really going to miss you. I thought your reports... they were entertaining. They were so funny because you'd always have these like government workers running across parking lots trying to get away after you caught them wasting time on the taxpayer's clock because they were out buying things or who was the group that was at the strip club at like 11 o'clock in the morning?
DWP.
DWP.
DWP.
Yeah. I have told
him going to the strip club.
I've told that story so many times to friends and family. Weren't they stacking beer cups next to the table? If I remember.
No, we never got video inside. It was too dark. But they were drinking and driving the trucks.
Right.
That we found them doing. But you always need a good character in a story, I always felt. And many of these stories lent themselves to good characters, whether the good character is, the city worker or whatever, or even the mayor officials. So good characters make a great story.
Another part I enjoyed when you'd have the supervisors, the administrators trying to explain something that was indefensible, and they would give you all this bureaucratic gobbledygook, and you would just sit there with a straight face.
They were all prepared. They had their media people, and you could tell they knew exactly. They were going to give the answer no matter what question I asked. They would give the same answer. And you work your way around that, and you sort of make them look stupid by giving the same answer all the time, no matter what my question is.
You must have been tempted just to say, cut the crap. You're full of it.
Most of the time you are.
Yeah, I would not have had the self-control.
You are as well.
Yeah, right.
You're in the same boat.
Yeah, no, I mean, just the outrage you would express at whoever the target was you were chasing out in the street, that you're incredulous.
I try to put myself in the viewer's position, and the viewer's watching this going, holy crap, what is going on here? And that's my taxpayer money, or that's my mayor, or that's my, I'm paying, I just paid my electric bill last month, and look at what these men and women are doing with the department. So I always try to put myself in the viewer's spot there and to show the absurdity of what we catch these people doing compared to what the average person can do. The viewer is sitting there and they know that, they're supposed to be at work at 9 o'clock, and if they get there at 9:10, they get docked an hour's pay, maybe. And here you see these people who clock in at 7:30 and go to breakfast at 8:15 and hit the road at 11:30 or 10:30.
Yeah.
They work for an hour and they go to lunch for 2 hours. And the viewer's sitting there going, I can't do that.
How many weeks would you put in to get one classic package, right? Like one of those 5-6 minute pieces.
Yeah.
How long would that take to do?
It depends, on the story, how lucky we are, how good the tip is that we get. Sometimes we capture what the tipster tells us in the first day or two. But even there, we'll go, okay, well, let's try to get it again and again. No matter when or how I got it, if we were trying to capture abuse, I would always try to do it. I would insist upon doing it 2, 3, or 4 times. Because everyone has a bad day.
Right.
And if you're not feeling well and you want to sit in a coffee shop for 2 hours because your stomach's bothering you or whatever, I'm not going to hit you for that. But if you're doing it day after day after day, then it becomes one of our investigations.
Well, Deborah and I were just talking off the air how that it looks like a glamorous job, right? The investigative reporter exposing all the wrongdoing and corruption and whatnot. But I know you told me once that it can be really tedious sitting in that van all day waiting.
Oh, it is. It is. And you're sitting in the van in summertime. It's 95 degrees out. Oftentimes, we can't keep the engine on and the air conditioning because we're in an undercover van and people don't see that engine's running there. So it is. It's tedious. Sometimes it's days before we get the shot. And that's most of the time on our investigations. If it's a hidden camera investigation, I'll open the piece with that and you'll see that shot 2 or 3 or 4 times in the piece. That might have taken us weeks to get that shot. But it's the beautiful 15-second open of the story, but that could have taken us weeks and sitting in a van and waiting and waiting and waiting.
Well, it must have drawn huge audiences over the years because with all the budget cuts going on in TV news for so long, you kept going for 34 years. And they gave you a lot of freedom, and they gave you a lot of rope, and you did magnificently. Really, it's one of the best TV careers I've seen. It was so much fun to have you on all the time and promote it and to play them, play the pieces and talk about it. You gave us a lot of material.
Yeah, it was fun, and I still enjoyed it. Everyone's using the R word in retirement, and I did not use that. When I first announced this, it sort of morphed into that. But I don't look at it as retirement. I want to step away for a while, take some time off with my wife, Dorothy, do some traveling, and see what, if anything, is out there afterward. I have some ideas of things that I want to do, not something that I want to jump into next week or after the first of the year. I want to take some time off and then see.
Well, whatever your next venture is, give us a call. And we'd love
to. Yeah, I know you have an empty seat right across the studio.
I know. Anytime you want to come in, please keep me company for a while. Ken's gone. You're
live,
gone now.
I would love to do that.
Yeah, I'm feeling abandoned here. Well, David, enjoy whatever it is you're going to be doing. And we'll talk again soon.
Okay. Thanks, John. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. David Goldstein, KCAL, KCBS, Channel 2 and 9, and 34 years as investigative reporter. Just the best ever.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort.
Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
You can also hear the show, parts that you missed. We had a lot of good stuff today. I won't go through the whole list, but today was definitely a day. If you missed a lot of the show, you go to the iHeart app and listen to John Cobalt on demand.
You're going to do that for them.
I only had two today. Record low.
That was impressive.
Yeah. No, I was on a roll there. Okay. You make me nervous.
Good.
Jane Wells is here. Haven't seen you in a while.
No. I'm calling this show John and Friends.
That's right.
Of course, that assumes you have friends.
don't assume too much. Because Jane's got a story she's doing for CNBC about how the Port of Los Angeles and Long Beach.
Yes.
Boy, they lost a lot of business recently. And you remember the supply chain problems from 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
And then they've had long labor negotiation issues.
Yeah.
And a lot was taken out of the LA economy. Go through all this. I don't think most people know just how vital economically that port is.
Well, that port complex, Los Angeles and Long Beach, the value of cargo that goes through there annually is about $500 billion. And directly related to those ports is probably 170,000 jobs. But then you go out with the truckers and the warehouses and the retailers. I mean, it's huge. And it used to be that half of all container traffic that came into the United States came in through that port complex. Then it went down to 40%. The Port of LA Executive Director Gene Sirica told me, said it's now down to 33%. They've gone from half to a third of that. Billions and billions of cargo coming in. Now, there are a few reasons for that. One being that consumer demand has softened. Retailers bulked up on a lot of inventory. But we had this horrific supply chain mess 2 years ago where I was out there covering. At one point, they had over 100 ships anchored offshore. That was then, once they finally worked that out, they had 13 months of labor negotiations with, you know, at one point, the Port of Oakland shut down for a few days because it didn't have enough workers. So these manufacturers are like, well, we can't depend on the West Coast ports because the labor issues on the West Coast ports are always the worst. They started turning their trade routes around to go through the Panama Canal, which is now bigger and deeper than it used to be, to go to the East Coast. And that is one big reason why so much volume has dropped, is this sort of lack of trust on the West Coast ports. Now it's starting to turn around. For one thing, there's a drought in the Panama Canal. The level is lower. And in November, for example, there were 22% fewer ships that went through than the month before. So they're now having to come back to the West Coast because they can't get around to the East Coast.
Because the water is too low in the canal for the ships
yes,
to pass?
Yes, even after this huge gazillion-dollar expansion program in 2016, Mother Nature is Mother Nature, and these big super duper Panamax ships can't get through there. So they're now starting to come back to the West Coast, which is good for us, but it takes a while for supply chain to change. And the fact that they made all these investments in going to the East Coast, now it's going to be a long time to turn that ship back around to come back to the West Coast.
You have I guess all these reports are running on CNBC.
Tomorrow.
Okay. So any specific time?
I'm on at on the West Coast time. I'll be on around 7:45 talking about it. I'll be out on a boat in the middle of the port.
So if they business dropped from 50% to one third
to 33, yeah.
What did that do to the economy here? I mean, has that had a measurable impact?
Well, on the local economy, of course. You saw truckers were suffering for it. Dock workers, I don't know, because they got a contract where the average salary is now over $200,000.
They get paid whether they're sitting around doing nothing or they're breaking their backs, right?
Well, it is dangerous work, but but being a firefighter is dangerous work too. You know, they're not making if they're getting their overtime, they are. But yeah, I mean, the truckers, the retailers, the warehouse workers, you know, all these sort of ancillary businesses that are dependent on the ports suffered. So the executive directors now are all over the country saying, come back to the West. It is cheaper and faster again. You know, in 2021, when I was out there, the average cost for a container was $20,000. It is now $2,000 or less. So that's back to pre-pandemic level. It was crazy in 2021.
Yeah, I remember all the ships backed out to sea.
Oh, yeah.
We'd go taking bike rides down towards Manhattan Beach, you could see the ships
all
lined up.
Down to Huntington Beach.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
So everything's resolved. Now, you have a blue bear.
A Care Bear.
A stuffed bear, Care Bear. What's the significance of the bear?
Well, partly because I love you and I want to make you, soft and warm and fuzzy.
Oh, not another one.
No. So when we did the story 2 years ago in October 2021, we followed a Care Bear from its manufacturing plant in China to the port of L.A., to a train station, to a Toys R Us in New York. And at that point, it was taking over 2 months. And it was phenomenally expensive. Now we're talking maybe a week and a half. So it's really back to the way things used to be. The problem is fewer Care Bears are selling. People are not spending, despite the consumer spending numbers that came out this morning.
Right.
People are not spending as much. And a lot of these retailers bought a lot of inventory expecting more supply chain problems, which are no longer existing at the moment.
So there's a lot of unwanted homeless bears?
Including the one I'm holding, which will be on live television tomorrow. And then you know what they're going to make us do, John? We have to do this tease. This is so TV. Okay, we want you to do a tease where each reporter in all four locations, China, L.A., I don't know where she is on the train station, New York, you're going to have the bear handed to you. You speak for a second and then you hand it off.
Ah.
So it's supposed to look like, I said, well, but the hands handing me the bear aren't going to be the reporter's hands from, China. So maybe we should toss it. They're like, that's a great idea. Toss it. So I have to do this tease. I'm so afraid I'm going to toss it overboard because I'm on a boat.
So you're going to toss it and then somebody in another
at a train station is supposed to catch it.
Okay. Well, get your arm ready.
Well, I said, are we doing from the right to the left to the right? I mean, these are logistics of TV news,
and this
John.
Poor bear is going to sink to the bottom of the ocean.
I hope to God not.
Well, thank you for coming in, explaining something I didn't know.
I'm proud to be part of John and Friends.
That's right. Friends.
It's the John and Friends show.
All right. We've got more coming up. John Cobalt Show.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, this amused me. I don't know if everybody would be amused by something like this, but have you seen what happened to the Turkish parliament member, Hasan Bitmez? Well, he was, first of all, the guy's supposedly 53 years old. He's this short, dumpy, bald guy who looks like he's about 75. Didn't look young and healthy to me. Didn't look young and vibrant. But he got up, I guess, in Parliament, went to the podium, and started denouncing Israel. Obviously a pro-Hamas supporter. And he said supporters of Israel would suffer the wrath of Allah. And he's given this angry speech to the General Assembly in Turkey. And you'll hear him suddenly stop speaking, and you'll hear a woman scream, and I'll explain what happened, but play the clip.
Siz İsrail'in suç ortağısınız. Siz İsrail'in suç ortağısınız. Elinizde Filistinlilerin kanı var. İşbirlikçisiniz. İsrail'in Gazze'ye attığı her bombada katkınız var. Tarihin azabından kurtulsanız, Allah'ın gazabından kurtulamayacaksınız. Hepinizi saygıyla selamlıyorum.
I couldn't resist. I'm sorry.
Well, he walks away from the microphone. I guess that was the end of his speech. And then suddenly drops. And a woman screams. And he's laying there. And you can see his eyes rolling to the back of his head. And that was it for Hassan Bitmetz. He's went into cardiac arrest. And he later died at the hospital. This is after he threatened Israeli supporters with the wrath of Allah. Allah suddenly stepped in and said, no, you're wrong. You will suffer the wrath of Allah. And he just went splat on the ground. And that was just, you don't get to see something like that very often. You know, you've got to revel in it. You've got to enjoy. I mean, it's just perfect timing. So Hassan Bitmez is no more. Second story, and I only bring this up because when Ken and I started out together in Atlantic City, New Jersey, a few miles up the road was the island town of Ocean City, New Jersey. And it was isolated, and it was a dry town. We had to drive across a bridge, a causeway, they called it, in order to go drink in the next town over. And the rooms were cheap, and our salaries were cheap, and so that's where we were living in Ocean City. I think it had, like, Christian roots. That's why it was a dry town. But very quiet, very peaceful. I don't know what's happened to the place, because this story came out of the New York Daily News. They found a 46-year-old naked man covered in blood, reportedly on top of his mother's body. And mom had been decapitated. So you had naked man laying on top of headless mom. I just don't remember that kind of clientele in Ocean City when we were there. Jeffrey Sergeant called 911 confessing he just killed his mother. And they came and they found 74-year-old Alexandre Sergeant, what was left of her, dead in the hallway. And then they found the severed head a few feet down the hall. Security video shows that the head was being tossed out of the apartment and into the hall of his building. It was the Ocean City Housing Authority. So this was, I guess, some kind of welfare housing. And Sergeant was wearing no clothing. And on security video, they see him dragging his mother's corpse into the hallway as well. So he tossed the head, then he dragged the body. He told police that he had mental health issues, and he also sang "Jesus Loves Me" to the cops as they were leading him away. A neighbor, of course, said he just played with the kids and he was really nice. I don't know what to say. He was really nice. Cut off his mom's head, rolled it down the hallway. While naked. Conway's here.
That sounds like a guy who works at a radio station.
Doesn't he?
That's a radio move. That guy's stealing our thunder, man.
We might have worked with the guy.
Eric Hassler's coming on with us. I don't know if you remember the Regular Guys. They used to be in town. Very popular radio duo in town. And now he's number one in Atlanta. So we're going to try to steal some of his audience by having him on. Just to be honest.
All right. Well, steal some of his material.
That's right. Yeah. I did that years ago. Dean Sharp's coming out of us at 6:20. Plus, 9 suspects have been arrested in a crackdown in Orange County, a burglary ring. And guess where all 9 guys are from?
Where?
L.A. County. L.A. County. Right? Almost every single person in that robbery ring, in that burglary ring, is from L.A. County.
It's a big industry here.
Right. But you know, I've been saying this for years. If you stay in L.A. County, the chance of you getting away with it are pretty good. You go to Orange County, they're going to nail you.
Oh, yeah.
They have a lot of cops there. They have really not a lot to do.
Todd Spitzer doesn't get around.
No, and the people who live in Orange County still respect the cops, and so the cops work for them.
Right.
They don't work for people in L.A. anymore because L.A. doesn't care about cops.
No.
Like last night, with this chase last night that went on and on and on. There was a helicopter above that guy for 20 minutes before a cop showed up. You know, and then reluctantly, a guy comes up and goes, okay, where is he?
All right, we'll get to it.
Take him in. What the hell? So we have that. Then we have a recall on Diet Coke. I don't know if you're a big fan of Diet Coke.
No, I never drink Diet
Coke. Oh, boy. No good. No good.
Oh, those chemicals will kill you. What is another study?
That's right. That's exactly right. And then we have Starbucks ordered to reopen 6 LA stores. According to the feds, say they were illegally closed. How about that?
All right, Conway.
The feds telling you to open up your coffee shop. the hell out of here.
Legally closed?
Yes, yes. Ding dong with you.
All right, ding dong.
There we go.
Comedy next. Crozier is the news.
Croz!
Live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.